This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Thursday, June 30th. One of last year's most popular ETF trades has been a disappointment in the first half of 2016. That's a word from Todd Rosenbluth, Director of ETF Research at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
Europe has been a very poor place to invest in the first half of 2016, and it was even before the Brexit vote was coming to pass.
Rosenbluth takes a look at just how disappointing that trade has been this year.
Most European equity ETFs were down, mid-single digits to even double digits in the first half of the year, because of weakness in the local economy, because of the strengthening of the euro.
Rosenbluth says there are also some industry groups that have underperformed the broader market. His example, financial shares.
The fact that the Federal Reserve has not raised interest rates is a negative on banks. And obviously what's happening with Brexit and the impact it's having on the likelihood that the Federal Reserve is perhaps more patient than they might otherwise have been 2 or 3 weeks ago, is dragging down the profitability prospects for major banks.
The Financial Select Sector Spider Fund, or XLF, has fallen 4.6% since the start of the year, as the S&P 500 has gained 2.7%. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.